1943. Delayed in Bermuda 13 days. Delayed in the Azores 3 days. Delayed in Lisbon 2 days or 3 days. Delayed in Ireland 1 or 2 days. But it was very exciting to change to from U.S. to wartime London. The atmosphere was charged with radar application of science to war, and our armed services were beginning to build up their strengths. And we made contact there. In the beginning, the job was mainly still working with the British laboratories and transferring back information on this and that, technical information, and letting them know some of our stuff. They were fascinated with things like the MEW and some of the special things that come out of the U.S. We wanted to learn about strap magnetrons and back and forth. I never forget that a wonderful incident when Gerald Zacharias sent me a cable and said, "You know, we make our little silicon crystal detector with a little point of tungsten on it. We think we make them just like the British, but we don't have the same return on our manufacturing process. Can you go to General Electric, British General Electric, and find out?" I spent a whole day there. We went through the process comparing it, got to the whole end of this thing, and the chief engineer of GE and I said, "We can't find any differences." We were standing at the end of their line watching a young woman take the product coming out before it was packed away. And every one she picked up, she tapped lightly on the table and put it in the box. I sent that back. And that solved some of the reliability. It was at the end of this long day. But in any case, there were some good things. Then the exchange of visitors became very important. People like John Slater came. Magnets, working on magnets at the Bell Labs.
Magnetron work.
And John, we got him up to Oliphant's laboratory in